SBS Radio. Nieuws, actualiteiten en inspirerende verhalen. In je eigen taal. Praat mee. sbs.com.au/dutch.
Lisbeth Blik van Wildblue runt een consultatiebureau dat zich richt op het behouden van het milieu. De firma is in gesprek met overheden over betere verwerking van organic waste, oftewel organisch afval. Lisbeth is de dochter van Nederlanders die hier naar Australië emigreerden en is zelf ook getrouwd met een Nederlander. Maar jammer genoeg spreekt ze zelf geen Nederlands. En dus werd het een gesprek in het Engels. Ze legt zelf even uit hoe dat komt dat ze geen Nederlands spreekt.
My husband is Dutch and my parents are both Dutch and all of my children are Dutch. They all have Dutch passports. but unfortunately, I was born after my parents were naturalized. So even though all of my extended family is Dutch, my father is one of nine that he was the only one that came out to Australia, and we've been back multiple times to visit all of his family. So all of my ooms and tantes and cousins are Dutch. Yeah. So I've grown up in a very close, I suppose, Dutch community, and that is part of my identity.
Definitely,
especially because my husband is Dutch, and all of his parents and family are Dutch as well. So even though I'm Australian, I think it comes through in many different ways. You know,
give me an example.
I was speaking to somebody the other day and they said, oh, but you're Dutch, that will come naturally to you in terms of organization and systems. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about the horticultural industry.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, but you won't have a problem with that one. And so that's a genetic thing. Completely incorrect. But,
yeah, of course.
I'll claim it.
Yeah, why not? Well, you're at it. Yeah, it's good. Going is good.
Yeah, but I think that there are certain things that I think one's history and the values, you know, being migrants, and for my parents to have uprooted themselves and put them here, like that. My father was in his 20s when he came. Mm-hmm. And I hear all of the stories of what is important to them in making a fresh start.
What brought them out?
For my father, he was in the Air Force, and he just has a passion for flying, and he heard that it was cheaper to fly in Australia. So that's when he came out.
He's successful.
Uh-huh. He didn't become a commercial pilot, but he realized when he got here that it wasn't as cheap as what he thought.
No, reality bites, yes.
But he did get his pilot's license, and I certainly went up with him quite a number of times, but just in a small aircraft. Mm. But he had that passion for flying. And from my mother's side, it was a passion for the land. Well, they grew up in Rotterdam. My mother actually had polio during the war. And was sent to Sweden for 4 or 5 years, and was actually, they said, you can keep her because we don't have any food here. But when the opportunity came up to move to Australia, they said, we want her back. She had to leave Sweden and come back.
That must have been quite a shock to her, you know?
It was, yeah, because she couldn't speak Dutch anymore. She was nine then, and she hadn't communicated, I believe, with her family in the interim. Gee. And brought back to Holland, and then straight away on the boat to Australia.
Backed off, yeah. And how did her polio, was that better? Or
she was significantly healed, but she is blind on one side. Mm-hmm. But the rest of her body is okay, you know, her physical movements are fine.
And so did they settled nicely in Australia, or was it a bit of a struggle?
Definitely a struggle.
Yeah.
My Alma in particular found it very, very difficult. She went back home for quite a few months. Yeah, she didn't find the transition very, very easy at all.
No.
But my Alpa just took to it like a duck to water. Yeah, I think just that whole feeling of freedom and a fresh start. He was actually taken by the Germans during the war, and then had to go underground. He escaped. He pushed himself through the train grate at the top. And then came back and went underground. But so all of those sorts of stories become my identity.
Well, they're embedded in your DNA almost, aren't they?
And so that whole valuing of our resources and valuing of our land, because my opa and oma, I mean, they were basically peasants, yeah. On my mother's side, and wanting to have a little bit of land so that they could ensure that their children had enough to eat. They then chose to settle away sort of towards the outskirts of the city, and when the city sort of caught up to them, they moved a little bit further out. And
it's gone quite a bit over the years, yeah.
Yeah, but always that desire for some land and some space. Good. And to make something of the land and to look after it so that it could provide for them.
Is that where your love, yeah, the environment comes from? Yeah,
definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. It's part of it. It's become who I am.
Explain to me what you do now.
Well, I did a Master's of Sustainable Development. My background is in education, but I always wanted to do something like sustainable agriculture. Mm-hmm. So the sustainable development was a nice springboard from the education component. But I've always had that agriculture in the background. But when I did my sustainable development, that sort of catapulted me into a lot of work with the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority. So we have a consulting company called Wild Blue Global, and another that focuses mainly on resource recovery. And then we have another company consulting that focuses mainly on energy called Renaissance Energy. And so we do a lot of research, reports and facilitation of workshops for both the state government and local governments and private companies in the energy sector and as well as the resource recovery. I like to use the word resource rather than waste.